We are approaching one of the biggest decisions this country will face in our lifetimes, whether to remain in a reformed European Union or to leave. The choice goes to the heart of the kind of country we want to be and the future that we want for our children. This is about how we trade with neighbouring countries to create jobs, prosperity, and financial security for our families.
So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Prime Minister David Cameron announced that in 4 months' time, voters here will go to the polls to decide whether the United Kingdom should remain a member of the European Union or not. It's a straightforward question, requiring a simple yes or no answer. But with the arguments for both sides strong, arriving at that decision mightn't be so clear-cut for voters. For Prime Minister David Cameron, the answer is simple.
Should I stay or should I go?
You stay strong by sticking with your neighbouring countries, your partners and your friends. Yes, this organisation is imperfect. Has it got better? Yes. Is there still a lot more to do to improve it? Absolutely. And the case for reform doesn't end. But if you leave the EU will stop reforming. In my view, it would probably get worse.
Should I stay or should I go now?
But within minutes of David Cameron announcing the referendum would take place, six out of his senior ministers, including the Northern Ireland Secretary of State Theresa Villiers, backed the campaign to leave.
We could face decades ahead a European project which is ever more determined to integrate, to take more powers, and we could see ourselves being outvoted many times over the years to come. I think the safer option is to vote to leave, to take back control over our country and making our laws and controlling our borders.
According to opinion polls, the public are fairly evenly split, but I've come to a local supermarket to see if shoppers here buy into the reasons for staying or whether they think we should pack up and go.
We get money from Europe, we get a lot of ideas from Europe. I think, personally speaking, I think that's a good idea. If we leave Europe, it could be very messy, I would think.
What about yourself?
I haven't given it enough thought, you know, so no opinion yet. Get all the details first before I would know.
Everything we do, every law is laid down, comes from Europe, which a lot of people don't think, just realises that how much influence that Europe has in their life.
It doesn't really affect me, but it affects others, and I think it would badly affect them if we had to start all over again.
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, we should definitely stay, there's absolutely no question about it. I mean, industry, from the point of view of the economy of the country, industry, grants, the amount of grants that have come into dairy itself, look around you and see all the signposts and things funded by the regional council, etc. Bringing in industry, bringing in people. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Undecided.
It's a smaller world, and it makes more sense to stay part of something rather than to fragment into smaller things.
It doesn't matter to me.
Undecided or just doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, if we go out of the EU, all these other countries that we're involved with, they're not trade with London or United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it. And I think it would be better if we stayed in it, to be quite honest.
Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?